Scholars, thinkers, and peace activists from 60 countries have gathered in Tehran to discuss fair and just peace. The participants will seek mutual understanding on related issues, while ways to identify and fight terrorism will be a focal point as the main obstacle.
Any kind of activity that threatens the security of people is an act of terrorism, and we condemn it. The crackdown on military action against peaceful protesters is therefore considered terrorism. By the same token, resistance and fighting for your rights is respectful and dignified.
One of the issues to be discussed is the role of the media in fighting terrorism and control over news outlets.
Western countries claim to be fighting terrorism while they are the main supporters of terrorist groups. Take the MKO, for example. The group has been carrying out terror attacks in Iran for 30 years, and yet it's supported by Western countries.
Panelists also argued that the U.S. has been exploiting the September 11 incident to serve its interests.
The new great game that we are seeing in the greater Middle East is basically reshaping of the Middle East. They're not just reshaping the politics, they're also changing the geography of the Muslim lands.
There should be a very even application of U.S. policy across the board. So human rights means human rights for everybody, not certain people have human rights and other people don't have any rights. But unfortunately, what we are seeing is the very uneven application of specific legislation, international law, and even language.
The world is controlled by about 400 families who have about 80% of the global wealth under their control. Now, not only do they have wealth under their control, but they use that wealth to push nations like the United Kingdom Army, the American Army, and the NATO and the United Nations to do what they want.
These scholars and activists believe that attempts to reach an agreed-upon definition of terrorism has failed for many years, and therefore the concept has been exploited over and over. The main objective of the two-day conference is to form a global alliance against terrorism in order to achieve world peace. Gisumisha Ahmadi, Press TV,